Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Sherrard and Orion play a basketball game on Friday night over at Sherrard High School, but there's more than just a basketball game going on, as the Sherrard community and the baseball program kind of coming together and student athletes coming together to put on a special event. Hunter Jackson is a senior at Sherrard High School, a baseball player. Take it away. The situation involves the wife of the head baseball coach. So tell us what's going on, Hunter.
Our baseball coach, Coach Holman's wife, was diagnosed with cancer, and the baseball team thought we would step up and help coach out because all the stuff he's done for us over the years. And we just thought we'd help donate and, you know, even the cost out for him and help him out a little bit.
And among the things that are going on are T-shirts being sold. Tell us about that drive and that effort. And I know a lot of different people have responded, that's for sure.
Yeah, Coach Holman's wife's sister made the shirt, and we have sold, just in the school, us alone, we sold 250 shirts, that's over $1,000 we raised for Coach Holman, just with the T-shirts.
And then on top of that, tell us what's going to go on Friday night, some additional fundraising opportunities.
Yeah, we'll have 50-50, and we're going to have a silent auction going on during the game.
All right, A.J. Hadelstad is a multi-sport athlete at Sherrard, baseball player as well. And I guess, you know, the program, you know, wanted to step forward, A.J., and kind of help Coach Holman and his wife out. Can you talk a little bit about the idea behind this night and this T-shirt effort?
Well, like Hunter said, that we just wanted to give back a little bit to Coach Holman for everything that he's done. I mean, like right now, even through all this mess with him and his family right now, he's still having open gyms with us and still getting us better in the gym. So we just wanted to help help out with some of the cause. And like another thing that we did was just got some of the baseball players got him some snacks because he just had a kid, which makes it even harder.
Well, just explain what's going on then Friday night.
Oh, so we got a big event set up, which we chose Orion because we knew there's probably going to be quite a bit of people, and it's on a Friday night. And we just wanted to help raise as much money as possible and just spread the awareness around as much as possible to help Coach Holman out. So that's why we decided to do it. And like Hunter said, we've got 50-50 going on. We got silent auctions going on. And, of course, we're painting the gym purple by wearing the Team Just T-shirts.
All right, and before we let you go, and I know we're going to talk to Ryan Eberson, who's a senior baseball player as well, you reached a pretty milestone in your high school basketball career. You got to 1,000 points last night, and I think the other neat thing is you do it in a game in which the Tigers win. So why don't you reflect on that milestone? That's a pretty neat accomplishment.
Well, it was an honor, and I think the best part was is that we won, too, with it, which makes it much better. And I couldn't have done it without the coaches and stuff. So,
do you remember? So you remember your 1,000th point? I'll ask you this: how vividly do you remember the first point or points that you scored for Sherrard?
I don't really remember that all that much. It's a long time ago.
All right. It looks, you know, the chances I've had the opportunity I saw Sherrard play. You're late in the season. You know, play a lot of close games. I know you had Byron on the ropes, I think, Saturday. You had a chance to take down Fulton, losing some close games, but, you know, they've been some competitive basketball games. What about the final couple weeks of the regular season, maybe putting it all together and winning these close games instead of losing by two or three each night?
Yeah, that's what Coach has been talking about, is turning the corner, and we need to figure out something to get us over that hump. Like, someone needs to step up a little bit more. And like Coach said, that like our average like loss is like under like 5 points. So, I mean, they're all really close games, so we just need to figure out a way to get it done.
Well, Ryan Eberson is a senior baseball player for Sherrard, and I know this is a pretty neat story. We're a couple of weeks away from the official start of the baseball season, but just, Ryan, tell us about your involvement in this, in the Sherrard baseball program, really leading this effort. I think a pretty neat story.
Yeah, we're just trying to help Coach Holman out as much as he can with all the help that he's done for us throughout the seasons. As long as I've been with him, I've been with him since freshman year. He's been helping me a lot now, and I figured it's about time we can help him out and raise some money for him and get him back on his feet and help him out a lot.
Yeah, and I know AJ and Hunter alluded to the fact that, you know, Brandon, Coach Olman, and his wife, Jessica, just had a new baby. So that's the other issue. They're dealing with that. And I think the other neat thing in all this, right, Brandon Olman, he's a Sherrard grad. Jessica Olman, right, Sherrard grad. And then the Sherrard community coming together. And lo and behold, even Orion going to come together and help out in an arch rival. What about all of that and sports working together, baseball, basketball, all this, and doing something nice for the family?
Yeah, it's a great thing that all of us can kind of get together as a big community and help him out and show our support for him and try to get him through this hard time and be able to get him, make it easier on him just a little bit to pay for the bills of the chemotherapy and all that other stuff and make it a little bit easier on him when it comes time for season.
Yeah, it's great. And then do you know, I think upwards of 250 shirts have been sold in advance. Now, can people, do they still have the opportunity on Friday night to buy a shirt and pick up at a later date?
That I'm not sure about. They might. I'd have to talk to AJ about that and make sure.
Okay. Well, and I know people that show up at the game on Friday can find that information out. Can you kind of explain the shirt design? I know they're purple, and the theme is paint the gym purple. So take it away on that. What does the shirt look like? I hear it's a pretty neat design.
Yeah, on the front it's got Team Jess, and it's kind of got like a Wonder Woman symbol, which has a cancer ribbon on it for the type of cancer that she has. And it's purple and white, and then on the back it also says, "Cancer started the fight, but we will end it." It's a pretty neat shirt to kind of create, that they created for her to be able to sell for everyone else and make money for them.
All right, good work there by Hunter Jackson, AJ Hattelstad, and Ryan Eberson, three members of the Sherrard baseball program, organizing that great fundraiser for Jessica Olman, the wife of Sherrard baseball coach Brandon Olman. She has been diagnosed with cancer, and again, hopefully people can get out and support that great event Friday night during the Sherrard Orion basketball game. I'm Jim Taylor for J102 Sports.